We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
It is always nice being up with you on Sunday morning. Nice steaming hot cup of coffee. And yours truly with Croft Woodruff on Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. Brought to you by Omira Health Center there at Unit 104-233 First Street in North Vancouver. That is just west of Chesterfield. And they're getting excited about their big grand opening as the clinic opens. And we can start doing these total diagnostics for you. And when you heard about the promotional price, under $500, what a bargain you get when you get all your organs scanned, the heart test. You can sit in the Solaris sauna, talk to Croft about your issues, whatever issues they may be. And we'll let you know when that starts to happen as we talk with Stephen Tyers a little bit later on in the program. One of the guys, Croft, that you introduced us to and that you knew those 5 or 6 years ago was an attorney by the name of Sean Buckley. What an interesting story. And we had him on as one of our earlier guests as well. Maybe just recap how Sean Buckley became such a huge person in this whole fight against Bill C-51.
Well, actually, I have to say that I don't know Sean personally. I've never had an opportunity to have a conversation with him. I'm only aware of his work, first of all, as a prosecutor for Health Canada, and that's the story that got him turned around and convinced that, hey, these natural health products that Health Canada is attacking actually do work. And, of course, there's nothing like having the evidence put before a judge, and it's like a friend of mine called Blackie likes to say, tell it to the judge. And, of course, this is what happened. And, of course, the result is the Strauss Herb Company won their case, their right to sell their heart drops. And, of course, the same with True Hope, which was really devastating because the judge ruled against Health Canada and said that True Hope would have been criminally liable. And as well as morally responsible, if they refused to sell a product that Health Canada was trying to force them to stop selling to people whose lives were at risk. These people were ready to commit suicide, and the only thing that was keeping them from going over the edge was this product, EM Power Plus. So quite a story, and I just think that people need to wake up and realize that vitamins, especially the B vitamins, play a big role not only in physical health but mental health as well. And this is something that was established by the great Canadian physician and scientist, Dr. Abram Hoffer. Not only a medical doctor, but even before that, he had a PhD in biochemistry. And body biochemistry is really what it's all about. And he, in Saskatchewan, as director of the mental hospitals, appointed no less by an authority than Tommy Douglas, who was premier of the day, and he literally cleaned out the hospitals of mental patients because he found that B vitamins, especially niacin, play a big role in terms of controlling and pretty well eliminating schizophrenia. And the same thing with vitamin B6 plays a big role in terms of dealing with mental illness. And the other B vitamins all play a role in this regard. You know, years ago, we thought that beriberi and pellagra were bacterial infections or bacterial disease. And it turned out that they were B vitamin deficiencies. Same thing with scurvy. They thought that that was some kind of a miasma or plague of something or other. And it turned out to be a vitamin C deficiency. So, you know, medical convention, a lot of their concepts have been ended up in the, you might say, the scrap heap of history because they were wrong. And they're still wrong when they ignore the importance of nutrition when it comes to sound physical and mental health.
Now, Croft, you were mentioning earlier about, how gloomy it's been here in June. And that's one of the things you suggested is take some more vitamin B.
B vitamins play a very important role in terms of affecting mood, but so does vitamin D3, and this should not be ignored, and particularly on these very overcast days, especially when the clouds are practically hanging on top of Metro Town, you might say.
We also had, when we were discussing Empower Plus from the True Hope people, we had Anthony Steffen and David Hardy. Karen Graham was on, the writer who sort of started delving deeper into the story of this amazing product. But most amazing was Autumn Stringham, who was the person who was affected the most by the bipolar, disease.
Well, here's a person that was on the verge of committing suicide.
Right.
And it was about 45 days and being on this product, and she just turned right around. And, of course, there's the story about the ladies with the red umbrellas who went to Ottawa to protest to the then Minister of Health, Anne McClellan, liberal, and that she went down to defeat with the victory of Harper and the current minority conservative government. But McClellan, she was absolutely, I mean, this is what we can expect from members of parliament, to be so arrogant as to dismiss people who are rightfully pleading with a minister to intercede on their behalf, to call them terrorists. You know, that woman, McClellan, deserved to get kicked out of office by the voters in Edmonton.
If you want to read a great book, it's called A Promise of Hope. It's Autumn's story, and it talks about, you know, bipolar depression and also the product, True Hopes Empower Plus. And then Greg Gary joined us, too, from FluStop, and he had discovered this particular product after being in China, and he was curious as to how they got over the SARS epidemic, and a virologist managed to, I guess, help him with this product. And you tried that product not so long ago, one of our other episodes, when you were feeling under the weather.
Well, it certainly had a powerful effect on me when I almost lost my voice. And just a few squirts of this stuff into the back of the throat every 3 or 4 hours, and bingo, I had my voice back. I was able to come in here and do the show. So there you are.
Any of these products we've talked about, by the way, you could find out more or get a hold of them through Omira Health Center. That's the reason why they're there. They want to bring together the best people with natural health solutions without side effects, all into one place, all under one roof. And the telephone number is 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325, or visit them on the web at www.omira.ca. Anything you hear on this program that interests you, be sure to call. A little later on, as we progress through the sort of the first 16 episodes of Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, we met Bob from CQ Air Solutions, and he was talking about his air filtration systems. And, you know, his family had asthma and respiratory conditions. And if you don't have a filter, you are the filter, was his saying. And then we met Shalimar Rain from Solera Sauna, and hers was a really interesting story because she was complaining about being overweight, and she had all sorts of health problems, and it all changed in a spa.
Yeah, it's really amazing what can happen. And getting back to air quality, in my move that I had to undertake near the end of May, I had friends help me move, and of course I had a whole bunch of boxes that had been stored, and they were loaded with dust. And one of my friends is very sensitive, and he was just about ready to pass out. It was that bad. Actually, I gave him a good shot of vitamin C, and would you believe, about 5 grams, and he was able to finish the day. Amazing. But dust is really bad, and dust mites is another problem, and mold, all of these things that can be in carpets, you know, in damp buildings, and then you've got chemicals like formaldehyde. Air quality is absolutely essential for health.
Well, and Bob was talking about some of the new products and some of the things we use in our house that give off toxins now as well, like new furniture, new carpets, the sprays you put around. And so, you know, that was an amazing product there. The Solera Sauna and Shalimar story was interesting because she went through all the benefits of these Solera saunas. They have the zirconium crystal emitters, which makes them unique. And they have one now at Omira Health Center. And you could book your appointment, bring a towel, and have a seat and sweat out some toxins. And more than the conventional saunas, again, make that booking at 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. But, I mean, get the list of benefits from sitting in a Solera sauna, which you could actually install in your apartment because they're so compact and easy to assemble. Inflammation reduction, pain reduction. You burn more calories than if you ran. Helps with pain of arthritis, fibromyalgia, and injuries. Reduces cellulite light beneath the skin surface. Lessens fatigue, even energizes us. Relieves stress. Slows the aging process and helps with fighting cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. And like I said, if you want to sit in a Solera sauna, find out for yourself and then call Shalimar and get your own. The promotional pricing, just $200 for 10 sessions, $20 a session.
And, of course, this is a principle that has been known to humanity as long as they've been on the face of the earth, and certainly carried out by people in the northern regions like the Scandinavians, the Laplanders, the people of the Inuit, and, of course, our own Aboriginal people. This is a tradition to have a sweat lodge or this Finnish sauna, of course, whatever it takes to bring on a sweat and to raise the body temperature, and which actually is inimical. It's antiviral. And that's how you can help get rid of a viral infection, is to actually bring on an artificial fever. So there's so much to that. And what really gets me, of course, is that women were the ones who knew about herbs. They learned about herbs over the centuries and what worked and what didn't work. And way back in the 17th century, they were being demonized. 16th, 17th century, they were being demonized by the barber surgeons and the alchemists, and they were accused of being witches. And of course, trial by ordeal, they were dumped into a lake, and if they sank to the bottom, they were okay. It didn't matter if they drowned already. And floated to the surface, they were they were burned at the stake. You know, and it seems to me that today we haven't learned anything from centuries past, because we have people that are demonizing vitamins and minerals and herbs, and trying to put into legislation to destroy the natural health industry. And I think, too, now we've had an apology against an apology for what government did to try and turn our native people into white people. And the other thing is that they've also tried to destroy their traditional herbal medicines and other healing techniques, which we would do well to learn from.
Isn't that interesting? There's so much to be discovered in the past. Sweat lodges, for example. I mean, they've been around for hundreds of years. And then the same thing, all these herbalists, they're witches. You know, keep them away. Isn't that funny how history tends to repeat itself? This is the 17th episode of Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. We're wishing you a very happy Father's Day. And if you've missed any of our episodes in the past and you're a dedicated regular of this program, well, first of all, thank you very much. But we even have podcasts, so you can go back and listen. Some of those early episodes were a little bit rough, we have to admit. You know, we were just getting to know each other. Now we're in full stride. Here's the website address, though, www.healthempowerment.com. Podomatic.com. And you can, again, find out more through the website, www.omira.ca, O-M-I-R-A.ca, or give them a call at the clinic, 604-983-HEAL. We'll continue on our 17th and Father's Day episode of this program in just a moment. You're listening to Health Empowerment on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.